Hey, Diggs, welcome to Dentists in the Know, your backstage pass to current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. We are dentistry's source for honest, relevant information, and with that in mind, this is JB's News on the Go with Dentists in the Know. So introducing to you with all your relevant information, Dr. Jennifer Bell.
Well, you want to talk some news?
Let's talk news.
Let's get to it. So, first off, we've talked a little bit over the last couple of months about the compact, which is going to allow freedom for licensure across multiple states. This originally stemmed out of the challenges for spouses of military individuals who wanted to be able to get quick licensure opportunities when they were reassigned from state to state. But it's moved into this dentist and dental hygiene compact. Well, in order for it to become effective, they need seven states. Just recently, we had Virginia and Kansas join on. So that now puts us up to six total states in the compact. One more, and this will be a done deal. Those groups will then form their own individual compact and start working on what that might actually look like to have open licensure for those who are participating in the compact. So we'll wait to see who the illustrious seventh state will be to join the compact to make this thing official. A hot topic in the world of the ADA over the last couple of months, and quite frankly, since Massachusetts Question 2 came out back in November of 23, has been the dental loss ratio. Just as a quick recap, which we've talked about many times before, this is a measurement tool that was actually enacted during the Affordable Health Care Act legislation that came through under President Barack Obama that required insurers to disclose the amount of money that was being spent directly towards patient care. Now, you might think that might be reimbursements on premiums or that type of direct patient care, but it can also be marketing campaigns for smoking cessation or other avenues in which insurers wanted to deploy cash at benefit of their premium holders. Well, it's quite got an uptick in the last couple of months for dental loss ratio, which follows sort of the same guidelines of wanting to have disclosure of the amount of money or percentage of the intake of premiums that are being reallocated towards patient care. This got quite a head steam when we were looking at question two in Massachusetts. And now many other states have this legislation up in November of this year. Well, back in January, NCOIL, which is the National Coalition of Insurance Legislators, and NADP, which is the National Association of Dental Plans, got together with ADA for a compromise discussion to figure out what this is going to look like state to state. Well, NCOIL, which was one of the three contenders in that particular discussion on April 14th, finalized their stamp of approval for this model legislation that has been crafted. Now, this will be deployed out and hopefully used as guidance for those states that are looking to add dental loss ratio to their legislation or to the voter roll for November. This was certainly a compromise between all parties, and they're looking for federal support as well. This is on a state-by-state basis, but they're looking to see if a dental loss ratio federally deployed as well, which would impact those federal plans, which fall under different parameters as well, to ensure that there is money going back to the premium holder. So we'll continue to watch that. I think it's all continuing to move forward and benefit of the patient. For me, all of these things always have unintended consequences. So we think we have a decent deal, compromise, whatever that might come from that. And we'll just have to continue to watch and be nimble and flexible to the fact that things will change. And those insurance companies will always be somewhat crafty in how they'll work their way through that dental loss ratio. I wanted to let folks know, we talked to Jeff earlier in the show about the Change Healthcare cyber attack that has impacted a good number of dentists and a significant amount of the medical industry. There is some financial assistance that's now available to those individuals who are having to wait for funds, payment through their claims portals. If you go to United Health, they've launched a website. We'll post the link for that, which you can apply for funding assistance. That is probably through some federal program now because of this major issue. The Optimum leak has now definitely, the individuals or groups that are responsible for this particular cyber attack has a significant amount of patient information and is holding that ransom now for additional funds in order for them to release this cyber attack. But, you know, I don't know that I see a ton of movement from that. So we'll continue to have to watch that. But at least there's some financial assistance for those individuals who were negatively impacted or continue to be impacted so that they can continue to pay their bills. So if you need access to that, please do so. The Coding Maintenance Committee also met in March. We've talked about this every year on our show. That Coding Maintenance Committee gets together and it's comprised of many individuals in the dental space. And they come together with their code recommendations, their code revisions, or additional language in order to continue to make the CDT code book nimble and responsive to the ever-growing needs and demands of dental practice. They have several new changes, actually 10 new codes, I believe, are coming forward with an additional 8 revisions. Interestingly, we're going to see dermal fillers and neuromodulators hit CDT code books for the first time. Just like sleep did last year, we're now seeing the aesthetics field grow as well. So look for those new codes to come out in 2025, along with a few other revisions as well. We don't have the full list yet being released from CMC, but when we do, we'll be sure to let you know. And with that, that's the news.
Hey, Dinks, that's it for today. Just wanted to say thank you for being a part of Dentists in the Know. You know, dentistry is an amazing profession, but it's more rewarding when you're in the know.